the Brentford Griffin. In the summer of 1984, Kevin Chippendale, a 28-year-old telephone engineer, witnessed something inexplicable as he left his home near Brentford Football Club. Glancing up, he noticed a strange form moving through the air outside the tower blocks of the Green Dragon Estate. At first, he thought it must be a tiny aircraft, but then he realised that whatever he was looking at was clearly alive. The creature gave a few ponderous beats of its wings as it travelled south towards the river. Yet it was too big to be a bird, and instead of feathers, it had smooth, dark skin, and in place of a beak, a long muzzle, like a dog. Kevin's wife thought he was going round the bend, but one of his workmates at the BT office in Hanwell, Angela Kehoe, said she had also seen something dark and bird-like perched on top of the iron gasometer next to the new Waterman's Art Centre. Word spread, and local newspaper wondered if this could be Brentford's very own Loch Ness Monster. Waterman's first director, John Baraldi, told the paper how a woman had come into the art centre in a state of distress, having just seen the huge bird somewhere along the river. London Region Television backed up the claims via an interview with psychologist John Olson. Another expert witness, local researcher Robert Rankin, offered his own explanation to TV audiences, where the creature was spotted stood at the centre of a triangle formed by ancient ley lines. Was the Brentford Griffin, as it came to be known, a genuine mystery which might even have some basis in zoological fact? Perhaps a rare or even undiscovered species of bird had remained hidden in Brentford for years, only revealing itself when disturbed by the construction of the new art centre? Sadly not. In the end, it was revealed that the story of the Brentford Griffin was an elaborate promotional exercise by Waterman's writer-in-residence, Robert Rankin, the same man who gave the explanation about the mystical ley lines. Rankin went on to write a play about the affair, The Golden Griffin, starring local school students. But the griffin does have something to do with the history of the area. The mythical creature appears on the logo of Brentford Football Club, as well as on the trademark of Chiswick-based brewers Phyllis Smith and Turners. Brentford and Chiswick Council's coat of arms from 1932 also features two griffins. No one is sure where exactly the image of the griffin comes from or how it became associated with Brentford. In all likelihood, it was simply adopted as a common symbol of courage that existed across Europe from at least the time of the Renaissance. The origins of the griffin go back even further than this, with Roman writers like Herodotus speaking of griffons as winged monsters. How the griffin transformed from an ancient monster signifying something malicious into something positive is yet another mystery. An Italian encyclopedia of wild beasts explains that in Christian mythology, the griffin can represent the devil, but more usually it represents Jesus Christ. Christ is a lion because he reigns and has great strength. And an eagle because, after the resurrection, he ascends to heaven.